RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. Folks, welcome in. We made it. Best week of the entire year on the sports calendar. The best 2 days of the entire year coming up on Thursday and Friday. If you're looking for college basketball content, came to the right place. We're talking everything. East region, South region, Midwest. We'll get into the West region as well, going through all four. We'll look at every first round matchup. I'll give you some Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Four looks, some double-digit seeds that can make some runs. We'll discuss all that. Any questions that you guys have, any teams that you are wondering about, maybe there's a one or two seed that you think could get upset early, maybe there's a double-digit seed that you're eyeing, let me know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube/Odyssey Sports. You can also hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, at the BetQL app. Let us know whatever questions you got. We're here for the next 30 minutes. We're going to have some fun. Lucy Burge is going to join me in the middle of the show as well. Then we'll give out some best bets for the day. Let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. Let's start in the East region. And every year when the brackets come out for March Madness, there is always a region that is just better than the others. And there is no question that the East region is that region this year. How about the top four seeds are all conference tournament champions? UConn won the Big East. Iowa State won the Big 12. Illinois won the Big 10. Auburn won the SEC. Three of the top five teams, according to KenPom, are in the East region. UConn, Iowa State, and Auburn. Four of the top 11 teams in defense, according to KenPom, are in this region. UConn, Iowa State, Auburn, and San Diego State. And four of the top 11 teams in offense are in this region. UConn, Illinois, Auburn, and BYU, the sixth seed. Absolutely loaded region. Let's go through some of the first round matchups. UConn obviously is going to handle their business against Stetson. They're favored by a billion points. I really don't like betting spreads in one or two seed type games unless I feel like maybe the underdog could potentially keep it close, or maybe I just think it's an absolute smash spot for a favorite. UConn would probably be a good favorite. Houston would be another good one seed to lay a big number with, just because those teams, it feels like, beat the absolute crap out of lesser competition. The 8-9 game is going to be very interesting, though. I think a bunch of people are going to look at this game on the surface. They're going to look at the fact that FAU is only 2.5 point favorites, and they're going to like Florida Atlantic. They made the Final Four last year. They return everybody from their team last year except for one player, and they're going up against Northwestern, right? And if there's two conferences year after year that we like fading in March Madness, especially the last 5 or 6 years, it's the Big Ten and it's the Mountain West. Those are the two leagues. I will say, however, even though Florida Atlantic has a lot of the same players from last year's team, they are extremely different. Their defense is nowhere near as good as it was last year. Last year, they were a top 40 defense, according to KenPom. This year, they're over 100. They're like 112, 116th in that neighborhood. Their offense is prolific, but they can't guard anybody. And going up against Northwestern, a team that's going to want to slow the game down, wants to play a game in the 50s and 60s, that could be very troubling to FAU. So I do like Northwestern plus the points. I like them to win that game. Then we have San Diego State and UAB in the 5-12. Game. San Diego State made it all the way to the national championship game last year. A lot of people are going to look at the Aztecs as maybe a team that makes it to the Sweet 16 again this year, potentially. Much like FAU, it's a very different team this year than it was last year. Their defense is still excellent, but their offense is even worse this year than it was last year. Jaden DeLee is their best player, but they're missing Matt Bradley, who was a big scorer for them last year. SDSU is one of those teams that goes on a ton of scoring droughts. They could go 4 or 5 minutes without scoring a field goal. Last year, when SDSU made it all the way to the national championship game, if you go back and you look at their games, one of the toughest games that they played on their road to the title game was their first round game against the College of Charleston in the 4-13 game. And SDSU going up against UAB, who was red hot to end the year, won the American Athletic Conference Tournament. Andy Kennedy's a very good college basketball coach. That could be a tricky game. I like the Blazers plus 6.5. I'd sprinkle some money line as well. I like Auburn to beat Yale. Could be a tricky game, though, for Auburn. The Ivy League is usually very good in the first round. Princeton beat Arizona last year. Bulldogs are a very well-coached team. Auburn and Bruce Pearl teams tend to have a little bit of trouble in the first round of the tournament. It's a lot of points that you're getting with Yale. I do like Auburn to win the game. I think we're going to get an in-state Alabama matchup in the second round between Auburn and UAB. And then we have BYU. I think they're going to beat Duquesne. I'd lay the 8.5 with BYU. You look at KenPom. This game really should be 11.5, 12. I think BYU is going to take care of business. Illinois over Morehead State is a very interesting game. Illinois is a team that's got a really good offense, but they have a very bad defense. And Morehead State could be live in that game if Illinois is missing their shots. Drake over Washington State is probably my favorite bet of the first round in this region. I like Northwestern, but I really like Drake. They opened up as dogs. Now they are favorites in this matchup against Wazoo. And then Iowa State against South Dakota State. I think the Cyclones take care of business. So moving on to the second round, I think UConn's going to beat Northwestern. I like Auburn over UAB. BYU, I think, upsets Illinois. Illinois, again, their defense is like 93rd on KenPom. BYU, we talked a little bit about them last week. That's a team that shoots a lot of threes, and if they hit them, they can be dangerous. I'll take Iowa State over Drake in the second round. And then in the Sweet 16 for me in the East region is where everything gets chaotic. UConn, I was watching ESPN last night, and all of the analysts, all 8, 9 of them, picked UConn to win the national championship. And when I saw that, I said, I'm not going to pick UConn to win the title. That is the game. UConn and Auburn. If UConn is going to lose in this tournament, I think that's the game where they could be beaten, is the Sweet 16 game against Auburn. I'll take the Tigers in an upset. I'll also take BYU over Iowa State. Keep an eye on the bottom half of that region. If BYU plays Iowa State, they played twice this year. BYU should have won both games. That's a terrible matchup for Iowa State. A lot of people are going to like the Cyclones in that game. BYU would be a very good bet if they matched up. And then I'll take Auburn and beat BYU, and Auburn advancing to the Final Four. Moving over now to the South region, where we have Houston as the number one seed. They would get Longwood in the 116. Nebraska A&M is the 8-9. Wisconsin JMU 5-12. Duke Vermont is the 4-13. Texas Tech NC State the 6-11. Kentucky and Oakland 3-14. And then Florida would play the winner of Boise State, Colorado in the 7-10. And Marquette the 2 seed over Western Kentucky the 15. 8-9 matchup between Nebraska and A&M. Very interesting. This game opened up at 3.5 in some shops. Now it's all the way down to 1, 1.5. Nebraska's minus 120. These SEC teams that go up against the Big Ten teams, I'm going to take every SEC team. I think it's a terrible matchup for these Big Ten schools when you have these athletic teams in the SEC. Texas A&M's the best offensive rebounding team in college basketball. Nebraska is a team that wants to run and gun and shoot a lot of threes. A&M plays against teams like that all the time in the SEC. Bama, Florida, Kentucky, Arkansas. You got a bunch of those teams in the league. They're used to that. I think it's a bad matchup for the Cornhuskers. I'll take A&M +1.5, +100 on the money line in that game. Then I'm going to take James Madison to upset Wisconsin. Every year, there is a trendy 12 seed to upset a 5, and this year, I think it's either going to be Grand Canyon or it's going to be JMU. McNeese State is a team that's getting bet a lot at BetMGM as well. JMU won 31 games this season. They went 31-3, and they beat a Big Ten team in the very first game of the season in Michigan State. If you can beat Michigan State in East Lansing, you can beat Wisconsin on a neutral floor. I'll take JMU to upset the Badgers. I like Duke to beat Vermont, Texas Tech, and NC State. I'm going to keep riding this NC State magical ride. I think Texas Tech is a good matchup for the Wolfpack. Sometimes these teams that just squeak into their tournament get hot. They win more games than people expect. I'll take NC State. Here's my big upset of the first round. If you want one, I'd keep an eye on Oakland against Kentucky. Remember, one of my favorite stats of the NCAA tournament, teams that are top 10 in offensive efficiency, according to KenPom, and 100 or worse in defense, according to KenPom, have not made it to the Sweet 16 in the last 20 years. We have two of those teams this year, Bama and Kentucky. So I'm going to fade Kentucky in the first two rounds. I think it's absolutely worth the sprinkle to take Oakland on the money line at +750, take them at +13.5, and if you know what, if Kentucky wins that game, then we take the winner of Texas Tech and NC State to beat Kentucky in the second round, which will also be a nice plus money price. But I think taking a sprinkle with Oakland on the money line is absolutely worth it because Kentucky is one of the teams that we are looking to fade in the early rounds of the tournament. I like Florida. I know they lost one of their big men yesterday in a scary scene in the SEC tournament. They got a ton of depth in their front court, and I really like their guards. I think they move on and play Marquette. Marquette's got some injuries with Tyler Kolek that does concern me. I think Florida wins that game. I have NC State going to the Sweet 16 and beating Oakland. I have Duke and Houston matching up in the Sweet 16 as well. Give me Florida and Houston in the Elite Eight. I like Houston to make it to the Final Four. The Juwan Roberts injury is a little bit concerning, and I keep an eye if Florida does end up playing Houston. The Gators are the kind of team that could beat Houston. I think the top half of the draw for Houston is a good matchup for them. Nebraska potentially could be a little bit tricky, but I think Houston is going to absolutely suffocate them on defense and dominate them on the boards. But teams that can shoot threes and have prolific offenses can give Houston some issues. So I think Florida could be worth the sprinkle in this region to make the Final Four. I will go with Houston, however, to come out of the South region. Let's go to Model Making Money, check in with Lucy Burge here on a Monday and talk some NCAA tournament. Before we do that, Lucy, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Five-star plays today. We have two of them. Jazz +6 against the Timberwolves. The Jazz have covered 4 of their last 6 games at home, and the Timberwolves have failed to cover in 7 of their last 10 games overall, and the Jazz have covered 2 of their last 4 games as an underdog, and as the favorite, the Timberwolves have failed to cover in 5 of their last 6. So the BetQL model loves Jazz +6 as a five-star play tonight, and then also loves Warriors and Knicks over 211.5 for the full game total. The Warriors just hit the over in their last game and in their last 2 games at home, and the Warriors are averaging 118 points scored per game. Knicks are averaging 111 points scored per game. So the BetQL model loves the over here as a five-star play tonight, over 211.5.
All right, a couple of MEA plays there from the BetQL model. Lucy, what about you? What are some of your favorite bets for today?
Yes, so I am once again going with my long shot pick from our BetQL.com long shots article every day. Today, I am sticking with the NHL because these have been hitting, PJ. Friday, it did not, but I had a nice little streak going, so I'm going to start that streak back up again here with Sabres to win by 1 over the Kraken. Now, this is +750 at BetMGM. The Sabres have won 3 of their last 4 games and 5 of their last 9, while the Kraken have lost their last 4 games. games and their last five at home, so they have not been doing so hot. Three of their last five losses for the Kraken have come by one goal, and the Sabres' last four wins on the road all came by one goal, plus two of the last five home losses for the Kraken also by one. So I like the Sabres to win by this margin tonight by one goal, plus 750 at BetMGM. Then heading back to the NBA, Heat plus 2.5 against the 76ers. So the Heat have covered two of their last three games on the road and nine of their last 11 on the road. And as the road underdog, they have covered in seven of their last eight, while the Sixers have failed to cover in two of their last three games and in four of their last five at home. There just so happens to be a BetQL trend in their favor too here, PJ. The 76ers are 1-10 against the spread versus poor defensive teams, with a shooting percentage defense of 46% or greater in the second half of the season while at home this season. So I like the Heat to cover here. If that doesn't convince you, nothing will. Heat plus 2.5 over the 76ers or against them.
I like it, Lucy. I'll be tailing you on the Heat plus the points tonight against the Sixers. Let's talk some NCAA tournament. Double-digit seeds. Give me a double-digit seed that you like this year in the tournament.
Yeah, PJ, happy March Madness. I'm looking at St. Peter's. St. Peter's was a Cinderella story, 2022. I think this could be their year to shock the world once again. They made it to the Elite Eight that year. They should be keeping that in mind, that they've done it before. They can do it again. The question, of course, here to start off is, can they beat Tennessee? Anything is possible. I think it's entirely possible St. Peter's does this. They can come into this game with some momentum as well. They just took down Fairfield. Tennessee, coming off of losses to Kentucky and Mississippi State, I think if any team in this tournament can be another Cinderella story, it could be St. Peter's again, so I'd take them.
There you go. Plus 2,000 if you're with Lucy and you like St. Peter's to upset Tennessee. Who's a sleeper team that you have making it all the way to the Final Four?
Yes, so my Final Four, I have UConn, they're minus 120, UNC plus 300, Purdue plus 150, Houston plus 125, all at BetMGM. My longest shot here, sleeper here, would be UNC. They are a one seed, and I think the matchups in this tournament can work in their favor, and they can make it all the way to the Final Four. So that would be my sleeper team out of my Final Four. But UNC, which I liked as a long shot to win the whole thing at one point, though I do think it'll be UConn, but I think UNC would be still my longer shot here.
Okay, so you gave us your Final Four. Who's your national champion? Who do you like to win it all?
UConn Huskies, PJ. They are so unstoppable. I know that everyone's picking them. I know that as you said, keeps people away from maybe picking them because that's bad luck. But this team is just unstoppable. Every time I watch them, I am more impressed by how good this team is, by how dominant this team is. And I can't see it being anyone but UConn this year. It is the year of the repeat, and I think the Huskies will fall right into that. And the UConn Huskies will be the national champions of college basketball.
I mean, Lucy, they're plus 400 on BetMGM for a reason. I think a lot of people feel the same way that you do. But this is the beauty of the tournament. It only takes one bad game, and UConn could be going home. We'll see what happens. She's Lucy Bird joining me here on Send It In. Lucy, great stuff as always. Happy March Madness. We'll talk to you again soon.
Talk to you soon, PJ. Happy March Madness.
Thank you. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, two regions down, two regions still to go. Let's go over to the Midwest. And this region is quite interesting, right? We have Purdue as the one seed and Tennessee as the two seed. Two coaches that always are great in the regular season that you never want to trust come March are Matt Painter and Rick Barnes. And the two of them are in the same region with the top two teams in the Midwest. So I think that one right there, that's a very interesting storyline that we have those two teams. Creighton is the three seed. Kansas is the four. Gonzaga is the five. So Purdue's the one seed. They're going to get the winner of Utah State and TCU. Again, fade the Mountain West. TCU is a sleeper team that I thought could do some damage this year. I think they could give Purdue a really good game in the round of 32. I like TCU, money line, parlay, put them in a little leg with somebody else. I like TCU. Also like Gonzaga, -6.5 against McNeese State. Mark Few has made it to 8 straight Sweet 16s with Gonzaga. I know he's had some way better teams than he does this year. I know they've been way higher seeds than they are this year, but nonetheless, the dude is a great first couple rounds coach in the NCAA tournament. A lot of people like McNeese. At BetMGM right now, one of the most bet underdogs on the money line is McNeese. I really don't understand it. I know Will Wade is the head coach, and that's getting a lot of people excited. But Gonzaga plays against teams like this all the time. This is the level of their competition that they dominate. I'll take the Zags minus 6.5. I also like Samford in an upset, plus 7.5 against Kansas. Every year, there's a mid-major team that people fall in love with, and this year, it's going to be the Samford Bulldogs. If you don't know about the name Bucky McMillan yet, you're going to learn. He's the head coach for the University of Samford. They call it Buckyball. They average 80 points a game on offense. They full-court press on defense. It's just every fan who watches basketball wants their team to play like Samford does. They run and gun, they shoot threes, they press. They're a great watch. Kansas is banged up. How many weeks have we been talking about this show, fading Kansas? So, of course, we're going to take Samford, plus the points. We're going to take them on the money line as well. Love Oregon in their first round matchup against South Carolina. We've seen some live movement go back and forth in this game. The Ducks are a dangerous team now that they've finally gotten in to the NCAA tournament. They're healthy. They have one of the best big men in the sport in Nafali Dante, really good guard, and Jermaine Cousinard, who actually started his career at South Carolina, so he gets to play against his former team. And here's a good stat for you. Ducks coach Dana Altman never, ever lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Quack, quack, let's go Ducks in the first round. Creighton, I like them to beat Akron as well in the 3-14. Give me Texas beating the winner of Virginia and Colorado State, and I'll take Tennessee over St. Peter's. So then when you get to the round of 32, that's when things get a little bit interesting. I have Purdue beating TCU. I'll take Gonzaga to beat Samford. Give me Oregon over Creighton. I think the Ducks are a team to watch out for the bottom half of this region. And then I'll take Tennessee over Texas. And then I'm going to take Gonzaga over Purdue. I think Purdue falls short yet again. Graham Ike is a very good big man. Edie and Ike, that matchup going at it will be really, really good. I'll take Gonzaga in that game. And then I'll also take Tennessee against Oregon. I'm going back and forth on that matchup. The reason I like Tennessee is because a couple weeks ago, everybody was talking about them as a potential national championship team. But because of the recency bias, they've lost two straight. They lost to Kentucky. They lost to Mississippi State. And now nobody is really talking about Tennessee, and nobody wants them. I like them getting the Elite Eight. I think it's going to be Tennessee against Gonzaga, and I will take Tennessee to make it to the Final Four. I do think Oregon could be worth the sprinkle, though, at 44-1 to make the Final Four. They have a lot of teams ahead of them in Creighton and Tennessee and potentially Purdue, Gonzaga, Kansas. A lot of big names that people probably won't think anything of Oregon. It's the final year of the Pac-12, folks. I think somebody's going to make a run. Give me the Ducks, but I will take Tennessee to make it to the Final Four in that region on my bracket. But I think Oregon is worth the sprinkle at 50-1 to make the Final Four. Then in the West Regional, the final region here on the bracket, North Carolina is the one seed. They're going to get the winner of a very good 8-9 matchup. Mississippi State against Michigan State. St. Mary's against Grand Canyon in a really good 5-12. Alabama Charleston in the 4-13. Clemson against New Mexico in the 6-11. Baylor Colgate 3-14. Dayton Nevada 7-10. And Arizona Long Beach State 2-15. So we talked about it at the start of the show. The East region is the best region. I think the West region is the weakest region. I think this is the easiest path for the top two seeds. And keep in mind, North Carolina and Arizona, the starting point guard for Arizona is Caleb Love. This could be the Caleb Love game meeting up in the Elite Eight. That's what I think ends up happening. I don't think we get too much chaos in this region. I know a lot of people are looking forward to betting Grand Canyon against St. Mary's. I know a lot of people like Charleston against Alabama as well. Alabama is going to lose to St. Mary's. I promise you, if St. Mary's plays Alabama, what were we talking about earlier? Teams that are top 10 offense, according to Ken Pom, 100 or worse in defense, never make it to the Sweet 16. Bama, St. Mary's is the perfect kind of team to beat Bama. With that being said, the Tide usually do beat these mid-major teams. Charleston plays the kind of game that Bama wants to play. They want to run and gun. They want to score a million points. They want to play at a fast tempo. They want to shoot a bunch of threes. I don't know if Charleston is going to be able to beat the Tide at their own game. They just don't have the athletes to do that with Bama, whereas St. Mary's, with the pace at which they play, their defense, the fact that they don't turn the ball over, they can grind them out, they can beat Bama at the free throw line, I think that would be a terrible matchup. I think it's going to be a bad matchup for Grand Canyon, too, who averages over 80 points a game. These teams like St. Mary's, who are defensive-minded, when they go up against these offensive juggernauts, it's what makes the tournament so great, and it's what makes teams like St. Mary's tough to play and tough to prepare for, because you just really don't see teams like that a lot. So I know a lot of people are going to like Grand Canyon. I would probably advise against that. I like the Gales quite a bit, -5.5 in that game. I don't know if I'd lay the 9.5 with Bama against Charleston. I certainly would lay the 9.5 with Bama before I would take the 9.5 with Charleston. This game on a neutral floor should really be Bama favored by like 14. It opened at 11.5. It's down to 9.5. That's because everybody's looking forward to fading Bama. And we will. It's just in the second round. We're not going to do that in the first round. 8-9 matchup with Mississippi State and Michigan State is a really good one. Tom Izzo in the tournament, right? And Michigan State is a small favorite in this game at -120. Mississippi State just had a great showing in the SEC tournament. Dominant win over Tennessee. Played Auburn really, really tough. That game is going to be for grown men. It's going to be physical. There are going to be elbows flying all over the place. It's going to be a defensive struggle. I think the winner of that game could give North Carolina a really tough game, but I do like the Tar Heels to advance. Then in the bottom half of the region, New Mexico and Clemson is going to be a really interesting game. New Mexico is the 11 seed, is actually favored over Clemson. You go back to the beginning of the season, though, and you look at Clemson's non-conference schedule, they did really well. They beat Boise State. They beat Alabama. They beat TCU. They beat UAB. They beat all these tournament teams in the non-conference. They're also very good against excellent offenses and teams that play at a fast pace, right? They beat North Carolina. They beat Bama this season. They beat TCU. They're going up against another excellent offense. The team that plays at the 8th fastest pace in college basketball in New Mexico. So the line is probably telling you to take the Lobos because they are the higher seed and they are favored, but the tournament is all about matchups. And I think this is a good matchup for Clemson. Not only do I like them to beat New Mexico, I like them to beat Baylor in the next round as well. And then I'll take Arizona over Long Beach State. I'll take Arizona over Nevada as well. Nevada and Dayton were two teams I was looking forward to fading in the tournament, but they're playing each other, so I'll take Nevada. The Atlantic 10 is a terrible conference this year. Should be only a one big lead, but because Dayton lost and Duquesne won, that's why it's a two-bid league, but I'll take Nevada in that matchup. So in the Sweet 16, it's going to be North Carolina, St. Mary's, Clemson, and Arizona for me. And then as I mentioned, I think it's going to be all chalk. I think it's going to be UNC. I think it's going to be Arizona. It's the only Elite Eight in this year's tournament where I have the one versus the two seed. I think that's the way it's going to end up being. I think Caleb Love is going to play his former team. I think it's going to be a great game. I like North Carolina to advance, though. Carolina might have, outside of UConn, the best roster in college basketball in terms of just the pieces that fit. They got a great All-American point guard in RJ Davis, a great big man in Armando Bacot, sharpshooter in Cormac Ryan. Harrison Ingram is their glue guy. Elite defensive team, and when they're hitting their shots, they are really, really tough to beat. So, not as much chaos for me personally as I think a lot of people will think in this region. I think it'll end up being Carolina and Arizona in the end. And I think Bama and St. Mary's are both going to escape those first round matchups in the West region. Let's wrap up the show now with PJ's plays here on Send It In. We'll give out an NBA play for today in our prop block. We're going to take Tyrese Haliburton over 10.5 assists against Cleveland. Haliburton, his last five games, he's had double-digit assists in three of them, one of the best passers in the NBA, going up against a good Cavs defense. I think he's going to be a facilitator tonight. I'll take Haliburton over 10.5 assists. My stay-away game all week throughout the tournament, leading up into the tournament, the stay-away game, dog of the day, best bet, are all going to be tournament picks. My stay-away game for today is going to be Auburn on the spread against Yale. Now, Auburn's in my Final Four, so obviously I think they're going to win the game. When Bruce Pearl and Auburn made it to the Final Four, though, back in 2019, they shouldn't have won their first-round game against New Mexico State. I don't know how many of you remember that game, but New Mexico State got fouled on a three. The guy missed two of the three free throws. and Auburn ended up surviving. A lot of the times for these teams that make deep runs in the tournament, especially if they're 4 or 5 seeds, it's all about surviving that first game. Yale's a really good team. They're not going to beat themselves. They're going to execute at a very high level, and Auburn is going to have a lot of confidence coming into this game, playing out and winning the SEC tournament. That'll be a tricky spot. I think Auburn wins, but I certainly could see Yale covering that spread. My dog of the day is going to be Oakland, +13.5 against Kentucky. I take some Oakland money line as well. Kentucky plays with their food way too much. And these past couple weeks, when they've been big favorites, when they played against Arkansas, when they played against Vanderbilt, both of those teams, Vandy and Arkansas, were playing with Kentucky way more than they should have. I think Oakland in the first half is also a really good bet. Kentucky has so many pro players. They have so many scores. They can shoot the lights out of the ball. They're the best watch in college basketball, but they don't play a lick of defense. And if they're missing their shots, Oakland could certainly give them a game. I'll take Oakland +13.5. And again, sprinkle some of that money line as well. Shawnee Sharp, what's your best bet? What you got?
Yeah, Peach, I'm going with the Auburn Tigers to make the Final Four here. As you talked about earlier, UConn's a tough bracket. And also, it's like everyone likes them. And I just don't like to bet when everyone else likes them. Also, Auburn fits the offensive and defense efficiency heading into the tournament, and they're playing really hot right now. And it's been 11 years since the number one overall seed has won the national championship, which is UConn. So just too much. Too much.
Great nugget. Great nugget. Yeah, everybody's picking them, like you said. That's a really good stat. 11 years since the number one overall seed has won the title. I'm on Auburn as well to make it to the Final Four. Then my best bet's going to be Gonzaga, -6.5 against McNeese State. Our friends at BetMGM told us that McNeese State is one of the most bet underdogs on the spread and on the money line against Gonzaga. And like, I don't understand really why. I know Will Wade's the head coach. Mark Few's the head coach of Gonzaga. Guy's made it to 8 straight Sweet 16. He knows what it takes to win in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Gonzaga plays against competition like this all the time. I'll take the Zags, lay the 6.5. Real quick, to recap our best bets, Tyrese Haliburton, over 10.5 assists. Auburn, Yale's our stay-away game. Oakland plus the points against Kentucky. And give me the Zags, -6.5 against McNeese State. Plenty more college basketball talk throughout the week. We're just getting started. Everybody enjoy the NBA games tonight. We'll see you tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern time, for some more Send It In, some more March Madness.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.